Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Friday, May 20th, 2022. And man, we got some fun stuff to talk about today here on the show. But as always, a little bit of housekeeping here. Don't forget you can always follow me on Twitter at Mark Turcotte, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. So let's jump in here. And first things first, kind of surprisingly, I got into the closed alpha for this new upcoming hero brawler, I guess if you want to call it, called Multiverses. You may remember, I think we did talk about this on the show when it was first announced or somewhat teased months ago. And this is the new Smash Brothers-like game coming from Warner Brothers Games, WB Games. And essentially, it uses all the licenses that they have, which I'm sure there's even going to be more coming. But like I said, it is a Smash Brothers type game to the point where, I mean, it plays exactly like it. You know, you kind of have your two basic attacks, you know, your basic and then your specials, I guess. And depending on whether you're hitting it while you're moving, aiming to one of the sides, up or down and hit that button, each character does something different. So there is definitely going to be some depth there. You know, I know for me, I've always kind of played Smash almost more as, you know, kind of a button masher. But I know, you know, obviously those games are huge in the competitive scene and some people really get big into that. Now, a couple different things they're doing. Well, first up, actually, let's talk about the roster. So right now in the closed alpha, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo is in there. You have Batman, Superman, Harley Quinn, Wonder Woman. There's a bunch of characters from Steven Universe, which I watch Steven Universe, but I know that's kind of where those characters are from. Tom and Jerry are in there. So kind of think how like Duck Hunt works in the new Smash, where it's kind of two characters. That's how Tom and Jerry works. There's also Arya Stark from Game of Thrones in there, which is kind of weird and an odd thing. It's a very, very weird roster, but they all have this very cool style to them. It almost reminds me of like the Disney Infinity characters, like the figurines. And then of course, when they were kind of represented in the game, that's kind of what it looks like as you're playing. Matches are pretty quick. If you're playing one-on-one, it's I think first, you know, you get two lives basically. Kind of the big thing there, it seems that they're trying to push with this. And you know, I never really got into the meta per se of Smash Brothers. But they're trying to create this 2v2 mode, and that's kind of like their, seems to be their big selling point that they kind of want people to be playing. And because of that, they've actually created characters that are almost support characters, or at least give you support abilities. So like Wonder Woman, she can kind of cast like her, like a shield that she kind of puts up, but it can also shield, put a temporary shield on your teammate. Or there's a Rain Dog or something it's called, something from Steven Universe. Has like this weird like kind of tether that it throws out. So you can essentially put the tether on your teammate and they can jump off the edge and, you know, mess with somebody that's over there as you're trying to basically beat them down to knock them off the side. Because like I said, again, it's like Smash Brothers. If you've never played it, essentially you beat the hell out of each other enough to where you can knock somebody off the edge because they get weaker and weaker the more you beat them up. In theory, that's great, right? Kind of having these support characters. But in practice, from what I've encountered so far, it's just happening so fast. I'm sure if you had guys who are pros at this, they're going to figure out how to utilize all those supports. I played one 2v2 match. I played a couple 1v1 so far. The 2v2 I played was actually a lot of fun. It was myself and Superman. I was playing first, and I just switched each round. We did best out of three. So every time we fought, we were fighting Steven Universe and Arya Stark. The other team never changed. My teammate Superman never changed, but I played Harley Quinn the first round, which we won. Tried Tom and Jerry, which we lost. And then the third round, I played Taz, the Tasmanian Devil, because Looney Tunes is in this as well. Bugs Bunny is in there too. And he was interesting. I mean, he was more of a bruiser, you could tell, but, you know, he would kind of do like his little spin, like he's going to this little tornado. And so it would kind of shoot the enemies all over. I think the best part about this game, is it's free to play. That's pretty awesome. So right now it's in closed alpha. I think they said in July it's going to enter into an open beta. I think it's going to be a pretty big hit. Like, the idea that you can get a free-to-play Smash Brothers game that essentially everybody can kind of hop on board and play. I mean, the Nickelodeon All-Stars game that came out recently, a lot of people really enjoyed that game, but you had to buy into it, of course. You know, this, it's multi-platform, so it's PC, Xbox consoles, PlayStation consoles, free-to-play, has cross-play, so there's always going to be people to play against. And just in this closed alpha alone, I didn't have to wait any longer than like 5 seconds to match. I mean, it's quick as hell. Everything about it just seems fun. I'm really impressed by this game. I think it's really going to do pretty good, you know. And there is, of course, a battle pass in it. You're getting different currencies. You could just think of all the possible characters they could bring in, right? I mean, not only just selling skins for the current characters that are in there, but having that DC license opens it up to any DC character. Having Looney Tunes, I mean, you could throw in, you know, Sylvester and Tweety. You can throw in Elmer Fudd. You can throw in so many different characters right there. I mean, Pepe Le Pew. I'm just thinking of all these little kits that these characters could have. You got Game of Thrones. I think originally Gandalf was in here, so you have potentially Lord of the Rings characters. I mean, even being, because this is WB, does that mean you could bring in Harry Potter? Are you bringing in Harry and Hermione? And, you know, there's so many things they could do with this game. So the fact that it's free to play, I think it's a really big deal. And I think, these games are just fun to play. It's not a game that I ever, and this is even referring to Smash, like ever sit there and just play, be my main game. But to hop in and just have some fun and have this barrier to entry be basically nothing, I think is great. So very, very cool that this game is coming out. And I would urge you to check it out when you can, especially when that open beta comes out in July. It's a lot of fun. But I see myself here over the weekend kind of dipping in here maybe for a match or two, because the matches are quick. It's pretty cool. Real quick here, sticking with the video game tip here. A new game was announced coming from Marvel. And I think Second Dinner is the name of the company. And it's actually, Second Dinner was founded by some former Hearthstone developers going way back to kind of the original days of Hearthstone's creation. And it's called Marvel Snap. And they put out a cool little trailer. It's this little CG trailer. But also there's a kind of a deep dive by the development team. And there's also like another over 12 minute video they put out showing two matches. Essentially it's a collectible tradable card game collectible card game. Kind of in the vein of Hearthstone. I've seen a lot of people comparing it actually to the game Smash Up, which is I don't think there's an actual official digital version of that game. But the cool thing they're doing, number one, obviously the Marvel license in there, the art is awesome on all these cards. It's kind of like 3D. As the cards drop, they have all different special effects that kind of, pay homage to the characters that are represented on the cards. There's all the sound effects that go along with it. But the neat thing that the game does is it's 6-round matches, so no longer than 3 minutes. Both players on their turn take their turns at the same time. And essentially I think you only get, it's either 12 or 15 cards in your whole deck. So your decks are smaller to build. You're not having to really theory craft based on all these different things. So it's one of those games where it's going to be simple to play. But of course, that depth is there where if you really want to kind of dive in and truly try to master it. But when you spawn into the match, those first 3 rounds, it makes it where, kind of like Hearthstone, where you have like, the amount of power you could spend on your cards, 1, 2, 3, and the kind of crystals go up. And so you can play stronger cards as you go through the match. But each match, there's 3 different locations in the middle of the map. So think of 3 lanes. And on the first round, the first one reveals itself, and they each have kind of these special effects. And the idea is you want to lay your cards down and have a higher power than the person across from you on that same location to win that location by the end of the game, the sixth round. So eventually by round three, you have these three locations open and you're playing your cards, and you can only play four cards at each location. And every card you play, you know, may, like if you play a certain card, it may give +2 power to every card in that area. And each card, when you play it, has an associated power. So the idea is to have your team at that location have more power than the person across, you know, the, basically the person you're playing against at that location. So you're trying to manage these three spots, and you, again, you only get the six rounds, and each location may have some sort of, does have some sort of variable to it. So one they played, you could only play one card at that location. So you really want to kind of wait till later on in the game when you're dropping your highest card, but you know, there may be something else that hinders you where you may be holding that in your hand, but someone may play a card on another spot that may say randomly discard, you know, a card from your opponent's hand. So then you may lose that card. So it's like kind of this risk versus reward. Very, very cool. It's signups right now, I think, are out for the beta. And they did say that when that beta launches, all progress will be saved within there. So go sign up. It's called Marvel Snap. I think you just go to marvelsnap.com. You could check it out there. Check out, you know, search some gameplay in that. You can definitely find all that out there. But I'm pretty stoked for this, man. And it's funny, like, between Diablo Immortal set to launch here in just a matter of, you know, weeks, which, you know, that now having the PC version has just really, really brought my hype up for that game. You know, to have that on PC and mobile. And now you got Marvel Snap. It's like you're getting that on PC and mobile too. It's like you got this great just card game coupled in with this ARPG Diablo. It's like, man, like the mobile space, free-to-play space right now. And I mean, hell, even throw in multiverses right now. There's a lot of hype with this free-to-play, these free-to-play games, man. I mean, I guess it's all going to, of course, boil down to monetization, right, when it comes to some of this stuff. But, you know, I think a lot of developers now are kind of learning the lessons from maybe some other developers who maybe, you know, have kind of paid the price with reputation-wise with some of the methods that they try to throw in there. You know, from what I've seen with Marvel Snapped, it seems like it's going to be, you know, more based on like skins of cards. And they even flat out in their video say, like, you do not have to spend a penny. Like, every card in this game can be earned just by playing the game. So we'll see, but very, very cool. One final thing today I did want to talk about is another podcast. I mean, on Monday we were talking about Sky Brother Force. Well, today we are talking about Batman Unburied. And this is a Spotify original. It's only available on Spotify for now. I mean, a lot of times these things will get dumped over elsewhere. But very interesting story. 6 episodes are out now. I think it's planned to be 10. Don't want to spoil too much, but I will say that the majority of those 6 episodes that are out, because I have kind of tore through all of them, it's more Bruce Wayne, and it's very much a just detective story, to the point where even there's points where it's not even that you're dealing with Bruce Wayne, that it's more just the detective trying to figure out what's going on. There's a killer by the name of the Harvester who got that name because he's harvesting organs and basically taking a little slice of one and passing it on to his next victim and putting it on their tongue so they can taste it. It's very dark. It's pretty graphic in some of the things that are going on. But lots of twists and turns kind of within this. And I'm really enjoying it. You know, it may not be for everyone. But for me, I think, you know, the acting and all that. And, you know, if you're listening with headphones, I'm listening with my Beats that I always run with. And a lot of positional audio and that kind of throughout, which has been pretty awesome to kind of listen to. The production is top notch with it. So again, that's called Batman Unburied. It's on Spotify. I don't know if you have to have a Spotify subscription or if you can get it just with ads, if you know, if you don't, but search that out, and I recommend it for sure. Especially, you know, if you've been listening to the Marvel stuff and all that, this is just kind of in that same vein. Just, of course, it's Batman, so check it out. But all right, well, that's gonna do it for me here today, guys. As always, don't forget, hit me up, man. Email me, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Mark Turca, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And hopefully you got a chance to listen to session one of the Ballad of Clastonia, our D&D campaign that we had running. I released that on Wednesday. This upcoming Wednesday, session two will be launching. So that'll be the episode coming out then. And then, of course, Friday, guys, 1 week from today, two episodes of Obi-Wan. So we'll be definitely going through those episodes. I'm probably going to release those as two separate episodes. So we'll have one just on the first episode and then another on the second. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe I'll just get it all kind of blurred together because I'll just be watching it all in one big sitting. But yeah, be on the lookout for that. Don't know if that'll be coming out actually next Friday or if I'll put those episodes out on Saturday just based on, I mean, I got to work and just the time for me to kind of sit down and watch everything. But all right, well, let's wrap it up there. Well, guys, have a great weekend. And until Monday, I'll catch you next time.